This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It's something for the weekend time. Joining me, Mr. Chris Budd, to talk about all things Spurs. Welcome.
Hello again, sir. You good?
Very well. We've just got back from Amsterdam, 7:30 a.m. flight.
Running on empty.
Recording, yeah, very much on empty. Recording this before we crash for a siesta, I think. Well, I don't know what you're doing, but that's what I'm doing.
Probably doing very similar. Once I've done my work, I'm getting my head down.
Yes, indeed. As always, this episode of the My Old Man Said podcast is sponsored by Green King Sport, where football is more than a game. The league season is entering the business end and Green King Sport venues are showing every single televised Aston Villa fixture over the run-in. With more than 900 sports pubs across the UK, it doesn't matter where you're based, you can catch every single minute of the action. Football is best enjoyed with your mates, so if you're not at the ground this month, get a text in the group chat and head to your local Green King Sports venue to catch the game. Don't forget to download the Green King Sports app to enjoy exclusive competitions and discounts whenever there's a game on. This is part two of a two-part week. First part in Amsterdam, Ajax. Second part of league matters, but also with a huge implications for next year's European sorties. Can we upgrade to the top level of Champions League? Well, this result will go a long way to that against Spurs. As I said last week's shows, after those three wins in the league, you could have a nice, you know, you could have an away draw at Ajax, and then you could actually draw against Spurs now, and that would keep them down. They're not going to catch you in any ways. And suddenly, after those three wins, a draw is an okay result. Well, it's more than okay, I think, because you're in a position of the higher ground. If we'd gone into this game behind Spurs, knowing that we had to kind of claw ourselves back, then suddenly there's real pressure to go out there and get the job done. I think Emery will want to get the job done, or that we will definitely go and try to deliver the killer.
That's how I'm viewing it.
We'll try to deliver the killer blow, but the facts are a draw would be a good result, so it's kind of a win-win. Obviously, you don't want to lose it, because Spurs, if they looked at the next few games, this is the one that is the one that can actually make a shift in terms of getting them back in the top four.
And then, of course, for us, it can be a big shift in terms of pulling away from what's behind you.
Yeah.
So it's a big opportunity for Villa. That's how I'm viewing it. And you said, you know, a draw's not the worst result. It's not too bad, but I'm looking at this going,
well, no, it's a good result. It's not even. Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, if it gets a draw, then it's like, that's actually, it's all right, because it keeps the stalemate. It's better than a draw against Fulham, for example, or a draw against another team.
I'll agree with you.
Well, it's not even agreeing, it's a fact. So you know, you can't disagree or agree.
I can if I fucking want to. Well, you'd be wrong. 4 hours sleep.
You'd be wrong. The team who, the ones that's challenging you, let's say most for fourth, cannot go above you or catch up on you if you draw against them. That's why it's a positive result, because we're not needing to win against them necessarily. And they get a lot of away draws, Spurs. They've won 5, drawn 5, lost 2 of their games. So you can see that there's something about them. I mean, recently, as you were saying to me before, they haven't been like shit hot away. But the bigger picture is, I mean, the last 6 aways have been 1 win, 3 draws, 2 losses. But I'm thinking if you had an accumulator, a draw actually wouldn't be the worst of bets, because I think Villa, I don't think they'll go if they don't hit them early, because Villa have a reputation that sometimes they, in games like this, like, you know, for example, previously when we played Newcastle and Arsenal more recently, where we've hit teams early, done the work early doors and, you know, obviously hung on. But in this case, if we don't get the business done early, then I don't think we'll be reckless chasing the win at the end. I think they'll go, well, you know, draw's not the worst result. Anyway, that's enough on the draw. I wonder what I'm going for. Mom's pool panel result. Maybe I'll surprise you. But looking at last 6 home form, this is another reason why I mentioned this, because Villa's home form, finally they won against Forest, but the 11th in terms of the last 6 home games, in terms of home records, 1-3, drawn 1, lost 2. So this is another game. This is a game that if you do win, then you're re-establishing what you've been doing at home earlier on in the season when we were unbeatable, weren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no other way of putting it. We were.
You can lose a few, and then you play Forest and beat them. It doesn't mean you're back on it. You've got to take a proper scalp to show that you've actually got the Fortress Villa Park form back. And this is a prime example.
And form in general. You know, you look at who we've been beating, and you'd say, well, if you're a fourth place team, you should be beating Forest, Luton, Sheffield United, etc.
Yeah, that's why when we said, really, if you want to be Champions League contention, you got to win those 3 games, and we did. So that was a big tick. And for me, to carry on that theme, I think you can't lose this game. It's not a must-win game. It's a can't-lose game. Let's put it that way.
And with our relatively recent home form against Tottenham, I think was it the win last year? Was the first time we'd beaten them at home in a long time? So, you know, hopefully keep that run going. But we've tended to fare better, or a little bit better, at Tottenham.
Going back to the bigger picture home records, Villa are currently in fourth as they actually stand in the league table. Now 1 point behind Arsenal, 31 points. Arsenal's on 32. Spurs are on actually 30 in terms of home points, but they've played 1 game extra. A form that was 100% before, which is of a different class. Now it's essentially any team in the top 5 is in and around that kind of form. Newcastle, you know, they're on 29 points, so they're only 2 points behind in terms of home form. So the top 6 actually there, Newcastle, Spurs, Aston Villa, Arsenal, Manchester City, Liverpool. Those are what you would class as a solid home team this season. Go to the aways. Tottenham's away record is the 6th best, level with West Ham. 20 points, as I said earlier, 5 wins, 5 draws, 2 losses. Villa's is actually 4th in the league, so 4th at home and 4th away record. 1-7, drawn 3, lost 4.
And of course, we won the last 3 on the road.
Yeah, and drew the 1 before that, so it's 4 unbeaten. Only lost 1 in the last, you know, the most recent 6 away games. So that's where the form was, and that's why we were thinking, well, you probably nicked the win in Ajax, but that didn't play out. Didn't really look in threat. I mean, there was one good Martinez save in Amsterdam, but apart from that, cushy night.
Neither goalie had anything to do, did they? It was a pretty crap game of football.
So in terms of the threats, well, one of them, Richarlison, who's into double figures this season in the league, mixed messaging on him, because earlier reports are saying he's out until the end of March, but there's been some talk of, you know, he might be 50-50 for this.
Yeah, they're kind of hopeful they might be able to get him back. Who knows?
I mean,
it's very much a kind of
3 weeks ahead of schedule, won't it?
Yeah, which to me sounds a bit ambitious, to be honest.
Yeah. The way they line up, he is normally the front man.
Yeah, he plays as the 9, doesn't he? Whereas the last game, Son played as the lone striker.
Yeah, I'd rather have Son playing as the lone striker, because I think he's easier easier to deal with there. It's just when he's out wide and changing position, he can get lost, if you know what I mean. He can play in between the full back and the centre back on, you know, whatever side, and that's where he causes confusion and kind of breaks free. If he's the focal point, then I think it's a bit easier to manage.
Yeah. Although, you know, he's getting goals again this season. You know, I remember the two games we had against him last year, we were like, wow, he was barely in the game. He didn't have a sniff.
But wouldn't Werner play there?
No, Werner would probably play off the striker. So you'd probably have Werner with...
Madison,
yeah. And Kulusevski, probably. Kulusevski would play out on their right.
Madison
will play as a 10, Werner will be on the left. So it's a pretty decent front four. And then you look behind it with Bissouma and Bentancur. That's two good holding midfielders. Now, that midfield battle is going to be, as is so often the case, going to be key. And in this one, you'd say sort of man for man without Kamara, Spurs may shade that one a little
draw.
Bit.
Hopefully it's a draw or else we're getting beat.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Now, this is a tough one. I mean, it's always... But when you look at their results, you think they're not that good. There's something missing.
Certainly the context of the wins. I mean, Palace last week, they were 1-0 down and they nicked it late. They've been nicking a lot of games this season at the death.
Yeah, but I mean, that result shows you they've got the X factor to turn a game around. A bit like, you know, Manchester City did against United, where you think, you know, Palace 1-0 up, you're not thinking that's won at all. And Spurs obviously blew them away in the end. So it's about, you've got to keep them in the box, so to speak. And away from home, I'm just thinking, from their point of view, they've got to win this, haven't they? Can they walk away from Villa Park and say that's a good point if it's a draw?
Maybe, because they've got a game in hand. But I think I look at the longer term stuff and you look at the fixtures they've got on the horizon where they've got to go to Newcastle, they've got City and Arsenal at home. I think they've got to go to Liverpool, perhaps. They've got a sort of end of March and April is really, really, really tricky.
Well, that's why I'm thinking they might go for it here. Well, they will go for it anyway, but I'm thinking they would see this as a key game, as we would if we'd dropped any points in the last three games.
Mm-hmm.
If we were playing catch up. If you got designs on top four and you're trailing the fourth place team, then you've obviously got to go for it here. So, which brings me to the point of when teams need to open up a bit more, that's what normally when Villa are at a bit of an advantage, as we've seen in several games in the past.
I feel like they're a backline that seems to have got credit, but they don't keep a lot of clean sheets. And generally speaking, at home we score. That'll be an interesting one in terms of how attacking either team goes, or if Villagers come out of the traps and go, right, let's really try and get on top of this one early and dictate themselves. You know, I'm sort of hoping for that kind of Newcastle of last season kind of performance.
And it's over after about 15 minutes.
I wouldn't go that far, but you want to impose yourself on this one further back. You know, I think they've got really good attacking midfielders. I think especially when Son plays as a midfielder off a good strike. You know, if you had Harry Kane in that side, sort of Kulusevski, Madison, Son behind.
That's pretty good.
It's a really good front line.
I mean, Madison, actually, I think he found, I mean, I've said this before, but I think he found his home really at Spurs. He's kind of a Spursy player, isn't he?
Yeah, very much so. Like and sort of a silky ball playing midfielder, but not necessarily a tough tackler and a nasty player.
He's kind of attack minded and, you know, plays a bit more openly. He's got 3 goals, 7 assists. He is a creative force and he has been injured as well. So those 7 assists come from 16 starts, which is not bad. Son, we don't really have to say anything. I mean, we've said everything there is to say in
I mean, we've numerous done a podcast previews. He's always been the threat. He's still a threat.
He remains it. And, you know, he's one of the rare players that I actually like in the Premier League that I give the thumbs up to in terms of all round good guy, great player.
Yeah, he always comes across as a good and a really good sort of ambassador for his country, frankly. He's like he's an absolute megastar over there, isn't he? But everyone seems to like him over here. And he's probably one of those players who most teams in the Premier League, if not all, would all have him in their team.
Yeah, he's the player that can get in everybody's team. So he's truly top draw. And he has in, you know, times before when Villa have actually had the upper hand in games, he has been the factor that turns the tide.
And he's been the one who's broken hearts as well. But we don't want to talk about those games.
What do you think about their keeper? He's more of a shot stopper, isn't he, as opposed to an all-rounder? Or is that selling him short?
I think he's a good goalie. I think he's certainly he's been a good signing for them. Obviously, Lloris for the last couple of years of his time at Spurs was very hit and miss. Then he obviously got his injury problems. I mean, I remember hearing about the French won the World Cup in spite of him, which is, I suppose, probably a testament to how they saw him.
Yeah.
I think he was. You know, I think the new guy is certainly more. He seems like he's gone under the radar a little bit, but people have sort of realised now that he is a good goalkeeper.
Quite showy though, isn't he? He's not like
It's one for the cameras. There's lots of like he's got the
Hollywood, keeper for sure.
Yeah, but I think he's he is a good keeper.
Bit of a Spurs keeper.
It's
almost like a profile of player, isn't it? The Spurs player, and he is a Spurs keeper. Madison's a Spurs midfielder, but I think that's actually kind of a compliment. But is it a player that is good and entertaining but is not going to win you trophies? Is that the definition?
Maybe that could be very, very good player, and on their day they can be devastating, but sometimes when the chips are down, will they be the main guy?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's kind of an interesting thing, because I don't think there's such a thing as he's a Villa player. But there is definitely a certain thing as he's such a Spurs player.
Well, it's been defined over a number of years, hasn't it? The sort of the Spurs aesthetic or mentality or whatever you want to call it, the aura around them, it's been very defined for quite a while.
And as I said, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's Timo Werner, I thought that was an okay pickup in the window.
Savvy move for him, to be honest. Especially if they can get a tune out of him. He never looks like a really natural forward player, but he's probably a useful player to have for them. He's just not the player who's necessarily going to win you the league that Chelsea were hoping for, but he's
kind of a player who's strange, available when you have him. Strange kind of attacking hybrid player, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not quite sure what he is. He's probably like their Zaniolo. That's probably disrespectful to him, actually, but he's that sort of bits and pieces attacking player.
I was hoping old Zaniolo would step up in the Ajax game. I think if he had a few more minutes, he was kind of making an impact, wasn't he?
Well, he got booked for nothing after about two, but then he always gets booked.
Yeah, it kind of gave him something a bit more to think about, put it that way.
Yeah, and he held the ball up a lot better. He won a sort of couple of flick-ons, and there was the little nod down, wasn't there, to Bailey. That could have been. That was probably the best bit of play we did in the second half, actually.
Yeah. Anybody else grab your eye on the Spurs front?
I think the two lads, as I said, the two lads in midfield, the deeper lying ones, Bentancur,
Sarr,
and Bissouma. I think Sarr's back for this one, they think. He was on the bench at Palace and came on. They think he'll probably be ready to go in this one. And I suppose the subplot further back is, you know, all the Spurs' strange sort of narrative they've been playing up since we played him in the last game with Romero versus Cash.
He's going to
break him,
that.
He's going to snap it. I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. Plus he plays on the other side of the pitch.
It's just dweebs on Twitter, really.
Yeah.
That's kind of silly buggers talk. Right, we're waning, so we're going to go to the Mom's Pulse panel result. What are you going for, Mr. Bird?
I'm feeling ambitious.
Ooh.
I think we can win this one. I think we can win this one. My reasoning for it...
Are they going to win it?
Whenever we've put a bit of a pokey performance in, like we did in Ajax, we've generally cut, and I'm sort of going into my time tunnel back to earlier in the season when we were playing sort of Thursday, Sunday, we always came back quite well from the European games when we'd not put in the best performances.
Yeah.
So I think we'll be, I think the fact that, you know, a couple of guys, you know, the fact that Konsa obviously can't play in the second leg, he'll be fucked off after that red card, and just a few other things. I think Bailey should be a lot fresher in this one. He'll have had, he sort of, you know, only played, what was it, 20 odd minutes or so.
And Torres is...
Torres is back and he'll play.
Yeah, he was basically had 45 minutes for this game, really.
Yeah. I think, you know, Moreno was rested. I think he'll come back in as well. It's a shame. We don't know where we are with Ramsey yet. That's the one sort of question mark. I think you would prefer Ramsey, wouldn't you, over Rodgers in this kind of game right now?
Yeah, 100%.
Respectfully to Rodgers. You know, he showed some really great little moments at Luton and in all the games, actually, when he's had cameos. I thought he struggled in Amsterdam, as they all did in midfield. But if ever there's a game you need people to be really at it, it's this one.
Yeah, well, no surprise. I'm gonna say draw for my Pulse panel, score draw. Mainly because you're looking, are Villa a real Champions League form team, or are they just there because there's a load of shit teams that aren't really punching at their weight? And you think, you see them beat Manchester City and Arsenal, you go, actually, they, you know, this, we could be that team. And then after that, loads of disappointing performances, then we get beat by Newcastle at home, and then both the United games were disappointing, to say the least. And now I think we're in that stage where you just kind of need a little bit of assurance again. And so to beat Spurs would be perfect in terms of going, yeah, we are actually a legitimately good team now.
And it I suppose, legitimises our coming through the sticky patch a little bit. You know, you've come through it by beating, you know, Sheffield United, who were awful, and Luton, who in that first half were pretty crap, I thought. Forest were atrocious in the first half. But now you want to show, like we did before.
As Fulham was the other team.
Yeah. And I thought Fulham in that first half, we were the much better side. I think in this one, you need to put a 90-minute performance in, which we haven't really done for a while, to be honest. And this would be the one where everyone looks up and goes, oh, wow, okay, Villa are really motoring again now. So it'd be the perfect time to do it.
But I'm thinking still draw, just because they don't lose many away. Whatever their recent form is, they've only lost two league games this season. And there's a lot of draws in there. And that's what I'm thinking might be... Villa will have a fear of losing this, so that might, especially if it's level going into the last 20 minutes or so, they may have one eye on keeping what they've got. So that's why I'm going for it, and I think it would be a, you know, kind of a solid accumulator, just if you wanted to pump up the odds type thing. Definitely of all, you know, fixtures, this one, we don't get that many draws, do we, in terms of home form, so...
No, we don't. We don't. And we've had a couple of nil-nils this side of Christmas, which has been strange.
Yeah, you're normally at them, aren't you?
I always seem to go to these fucking nil-nils and the draws and stuff.
Yeah, just because I prophesize like, oh yeah, you know, we got into a position where a draw at Ajax and a draw at home with Spurs isn't necessarily a bad result. And someone's like, I've talked myself into it, that it's going to happen now. But yeah, it's not bad. But you do, you obviously need, the next week you'd need to beat Ajax, and then... you'd be looking to go to West Ham and win, for sure.
Of which you never quite know what West Ham team you're going to get at the moment.
Yeah, they're a bit unpredictable. So yeah, anyway, I'm going for a draw, the full stop. But if we win, I think there'll be a lot of people with big smiles on their faces coming out of the Holt End, certainly. Yeah. And it's that early kickoff as well, so the day will be young still. There'll still be time for a Sunday roast. In fact, I'm going to have one. If we win, I'm going straight for a Sunday roast.
Oh, you flash cunt.
Oh, you posh bastard.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.